You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Neverland Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Don't forget that you can get your free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/neverlandpodcast. There's over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. The Neverland Podcast 19.
Up to Neverland!
Take a star to the right and stay until morning. Neverland.
Good morning, Neverland!
All right, once again, welcome to Neverland. Hopefully you've got your pixie handy to sprinkle her around and you have a good happy thought. I am once again your host, Jeremy. Now, I have mentioned many times that I am quite flexible with this show, and I did announce last week I had this huge, grandiose plan of what this show was going to be. Well, due to some scheduling conflicts and kind of a big change in some of the news of the week, we're not going to do what I planned on doing, but we will do that show later. I've kind of thrown together something kind of real quick here today. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to any news. We'll see how long it takes for all of these clips. But I'm dedicating this show to the Ultimate Warrior because, well, frankly, he did just pass away, you probably know, and he was actually a large part of my childhood and the childhood of any other wrestling fan, and so there's a bit of nostalgia factor, so I thought it would be appropriate. He did have, you know, in his later, you know, post-career kind of times, him and Vince McMahon did have a bit of a disagreement, legal battles and everything, over the fact that Jim Hellwig changed his name legally to Warrior, and he had some copyright problems with Vince McMahon over the name of Ultimate Warrior and everything, and it turned into some really, you know, kind of nasty stuff, and eventually to where Vince produced a DVD and made it into a teardown piece. Which, unfortunately, if you see that DVD, it kind of tears down and it kind of skewers some of your memories you might have from your childhood of the Ultimate Warrior. Now, granted, they are truthful to some degree, but it seems like they all focused on any negative aspect they could have and made us kind of forget all the fun we used to have with the Ultimate Warrior. So I want to focus on some of the positive and share some of the fun, and we'll just have a good old time and remember, you know, in memory of Warrior, or Jim Hellwig, as he was born to be known as. But let's start by, of course, remembering his old theme song. All right. And we all remember that was kind of the big, I guess, angle, really, that would get you interested in him is the intensity. He would come sprinting down to the ring, and he'd jump up on the sides, and he'd start shaking those ring ropes and everything and just come beating his chest and everything. Just high energy, lots of fun to watch him come in. Now, other wrestlers will say that he typically would be blown out at this point, and by that they mean that he has winded himself. But it was all in the name of that show. You know, he was just coming out there with all that intensity, and really, you know, he was entertaining that way. And that's what we liked about it. You know, so he was fun to watch when he came out there. I'm going to play a compilation of a lot of different clips. I went kind of hunting down some of his old promos. The first thing I'm going to play for you, though, is what they edited together for the DVD, and they put them together and kind of just showed how goofy some of his promos were. And, yeah, there was some you know, crazy kind of sci-fi or something, weird spiritualism or something going on with his promos. He had kind of a gimmick going on with the character, and they were a little bit off the wall, and you're like, what? What did he just say? But that was part of the fun of him. And so first I'm going to play you the clip of when they've kind of edited together a bunch of things and kind of made it seem a bit silly. And then after that, I'm going to just play some straight out regular promos, which they are still a bit, you know, they're that crazy over the top that he was, but they make a little bit more sense when you put them together. And I've got some promos where he's preparing to face Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6, facing Randy Macho Man Savage, stuff from WrestleMania 7, a lot of SummerSlam, facing Ted DiBiase, facing Mr. Perfect, a lot of different promos, and they all kind of had that similar theme, and they were all just fun and really out there and everything. But you know, I figure they'll be fun to just kind of sit and listen to it and remember some of the fun we had always watching him, the always entertaining Ultimate Warrior.
I was sitting at Capital from a place long from here, and I came here for one reason: to attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to send. Send the power of warrior down everybody's throat in the WWE till I become sick of it. Well, you're gonna get sick of it, because this freaking nature right here is just beginning to swell. And when I get big enough, brother, there ain't gonna be room for anybody else but me and all the warriors floating through the veins and the power of the warrior. How must I prepare, you must ask yourself? Should I jump off the tallest building in the world? Should I lay on the lawn and let him run over me with lawnmowers? Should I go to Africa and let him trample me with raging elephants? Ah, you can feel it, dude! You can feel it! Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel. Load it with the warriors. In my final meeting with the gods from the heavens above, as they spoke to me and hit me with the power of the Ultimate Warrior, they told me, exit stage left! Exit stage right! There is no place to run. All the fuses and the exit signs have been burned out. With the command of my voice, I raise the level of the words to one that can't be reproduced. Dig your claws into my organs. Stretch into my tendons. Bury your anchors into my bones. For the power of the warrior will always prevail. Family that I live for only breathes the air that smells of combat. With or without the faceplate, I am the Ultimate Warrior. Ah, the heavens have opened up from above, and the warriors have spoken. You felt the power that makes the skies rumble and the earth shake. Come on in, we're nightmares on the best part of my day. I live for anger and frustration. Combat is where we'll be. I look above to the gods, and when you fall below the skeletons of the warriors past, the power of the warriors will become the eighth wonder of the world. Normal people, the people that walk the streets every day, we cannot understand. Now you must deal with the creation of all the unpleasantries in the entire universe. As I feel the injection from the gods above, I only know that the Ultimate Warrior is totally out of control.
As you, Hulk Hogan, travel to WrestleMania. Take the two pilots that have already made the sacrifice. Shop.com!
control into a nosedive, Hulk Hogan.
The Ultimate Warrior, take a gene. All right, I thank you very much, Vince McMahon. I've got to pose some of the questions to you, Ultimate Warrior, that Vince just discussed with the World Wrestling Federation champion, Hulk Hogan. First of all, what happened tonight? Ultimate Warrior.
What happened tonight was already written, Hulk Hogan. It was written a long time ago when the warriors that came before me and you. Yes, I'll do it. Now what we must do is beyond us, Hulk Hogan. I stood with my back to you, Hulk Hogan. And I knew you would not come. But Hulk Hogan, when I looked into your eyes, I saw walls. Walls filled with fear. Fear that ran thick through you, Hulk Hogan, at Royal Rumble. I needed no friends. I needed no partners. Every man stands by himself like the Ultimate Warrior always has. But Hulk Hogan, you still do not understand. You still have mistrust. I need not your protection, Hulk Hogan. Look on the wall of the Joe Louis Arena.
What in the world?
The warriors that could not come have attached themselves to the outer structure, Hulk Hogan. They're seeping through, dealing me, beating me with the power to survive. They ride on my back for my protection. I need not you, Hulk Hogan. And if you look closer, you will notice red and yellow, the colors of Hulkamania, Hulkamaniacs that are questioning. Do you have, Hulk Hogan, what it takes to be the most powerful force in the entire universe? Hulk Hogan, look at me, Hulk Hogan. Look at me!
Please.
Without the paint, Hulk Hogan, the desire to withstand the pain and give you the utmost in battle and combat at WrestleMania 6 still stands, Hulk Hogan, for I am the chosen one.
I get the impression that we've got a loose cannon on our hands, ladies and gentlemen, with the Ultimate Warrior. We're going to be back with James Buster Douglas right after this.
Six-man tag team match, also for the Intercontinental Championship, ravishing Rick Rude to face the challenger, the Ultimate Warrior.
Exit stage left, exit stage right. There is no place to run. All the fuses in the exit side have been burned out. And there's only one straight and narrow pathway to SummerSlam, and it deals with pain and destruction and recapturing the Intercontinental belt. You, Ravishing Rick Rude, will feel that pain, feel that power at SummerSlam as the Warriors claw and stretch all over the back of the Ultimate Warrior and tell me to do what is rightfully right and wrongfully wrong. Take the Intercontinental belt back. Take it back to parts unknown. Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel. Load it with the warriors, because after SummerSlam, the belt will be mine!
Feel the heat. See SummerSlam!
Hi-yo, Hogan. Try to reason why. Do you, Hulk Hogan,
that have even more fear than you? Or do you, Hulk Hogan, kick the doors out? Kick the cockpit door down. Take the two pilots that have already made the sacrifice so that you can face this challenge. Dispose of them, Hulk Hogan. Assume the controls, Hulk Hogan. Jump that control into a nosedive, Hulk Hogan. Push yourself to total self-destruction. As you realize, Hulk Hogan, you are about to enter a world close to parts unknown. Oh, smell it, warriors. Do you, Hulk Hogan, look for a place to hide? Or do you, Hulk Hogan, face that challenge that may be more powerful than even you are, Hulk Hogan? You, Hulk Hogan, must self-destruct so that you will know, Hulk Hogan, who is the Chosen One. For Hulk Hogan, I am not the Chosen One that you speak. I, Hulk Hogan, am the only one.
Normal things that normal people adhere to mean nothing to me and the pack of warriors that ride my back. You, Hulk Hogan, do not believe that it is real. You, Hulk Hogan, have already made a mistake. For I, Hulk Hogan, am what made you breathe. Written, Hulk Hogan, that the ultimate warrior would come. And you, Hulk Hogan, you stood in the pathway
You stood in our pathway, Hulk Hogan. The deeper I went into the darkness, the closer I came to the light. And in that light, Hulk Hogan, there was a shadow. A man that had walls. Walls in himself, not willing to give it all. Hulk Hogan, I am reality. I am the frustration that your mankind has swept under the carpet for years. But Hulk Hogan, I have creeped out like a slime. I have been deeper than the devil you speak of, Hulk Hogan. And if I ever run in to this devil, Hulk Hogan, then will be the time and place for him. But at WrestleMania 6, Hulk Hogan, I bring you the Ultimate Warrior. I bring you the ultimate challenge. I bring you Hulk Hogan, ultimate reality.
All right, now I just want to go ahead and take this opportunity to remind you that for you, the listeners of the Neverland Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Now, I have, of course, over the last few weeks been recommending The Hobbit Unabridged by J.R.R. Tolkien, which hopefully is still, I need to really check this again to make sure it's still available for free. But, you know, really, if you want to see what's for free, go check it out. audibletrial.com/neverlandpodcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/neverlandpodcast. I even have provided links at neverlandpodcast.com that take you straight there so you can take a look, find something you like, download it on your MP3 player, your iPod, your Android, take a listen, enjoy a good book, and then come back for more. You know, you got a 30-day free trial, you might as well enjoy it, and then go ahead and sign up for the service, keep going with it, and enjoy. Pretty much that's all I got to say about that. We're going to go ahead and keep going. Now, there's a lot of promos there where they had the big WrestleMania 6 match with Ultimate Warrior, who was the Intercontinental Champion at the time, and Hulk Hogan, who was the World Heavyweight Champion over in WWF at the time. This is kind of a weird change of pace. I actually found a promo where it was Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior teaming up. So, here we go with that one.
You know something, Sergeant Slaughter, General Adnan, and Colonel Mustafa, ever since WrestleMania, when I won the first battle with all my little Hulksters, I knew it was just the beginning of the war. And then when you burnt my flesh, the smell was just like napalm in my mind. I heard you laugh. I heard you get off on it, brother. And ever since then, I've had nightmares that I was going to have to fight the troops of yours all by myself. And then that senile Jack Tunney put this thing together. With the Warrior as a blood brother, and the Warriors and the Hulkamaniacs united as one. Now I realize I had a chance to win the war. And then all of a sudden, the special referee, Sid Justice, just put the icing on the cake. It's even, Steven, 50-50. But with all the Warriors and Hulkamaniacs, you guys are in a lot of trouble. How about it, Ultimate One? With the special referee, like Sid Justice. Granted, it's going to be called down the middle, 50-50. But in no way, shape, or form are we at a handicap. The power of the Ultimate Warrior and the forces of Hulkamania that I have seen in great strides before come together at SummerSlam. The tanks that we ride in are made of the armor of Hulkamaniacs and warriors of great strength after we destroy you with an improper burial. What you gonna do when Hulkamania and the Ultimate Warrior run over you?
What does one Mr. Perfect walk as or portray himself as he becomes so imperfect he goes beyond perfect? Within the Intercontinental Belt, Mr. Perfect, their lies, the powers and sacrifices of my warriors. Within the World Wrestling Federation Championship belt lies the powers of my warriors, the sacrifices of my warriors. I need not walk into a battle for something I must carry around my waist. I walk into this battle of perfectness to show you I have taken the powers that shall be, that I control, beyond perfect. And now I must walk and show you that what you believe to be so perfect does not exist in the world I walk in. Cause interference in my pathways as I try to communicate to my warriors, my gods. You, Hulk Hogan, control a force field around you that I am only beginning to understand. But each of the challenges before me, I never did understand. I never tried to understand, for they were only battles that I finished before they became wars. In the Royal Rumble, Hulk Hogan, as I got rid of two normal pieces of litter, and my back was turned to you, Hulk Hogan, I knew that you wouldn't come from behind like the others. I felt the Hulkamaniacs reach out and try to grab extremities of the warriors that were clung onto me. Things that hang from my body and the reason I paint my face. Only add more area for more warriors to hang on. You, Hulk Hogan, see things as you will, but I need not come from behind or take a cheap shot at anyone or anything. You, Hulk Hogan, will only be approached by the warriors face to face. Eye to eye, I bring you, Hulk Hogan, the one and only ultimate challenge.
Now, I'm trying to be real careful to not have any repeats of any of the promos that I've got, so hopefully nothing has you've heard. I hope you haven't heard the same thing twice. I'm trying to be careful. I got a lot of clips and everything, and I haven't really gotten these in order. As you just heard, there was yet another promo he had when he was battling Hulk Hogan. But I've got one that this is extra special and everything. This is a good, fun one. This is out, was done in front of the crowds. And this was Mean Gene now standing in the middle of the Ultimate Warrior and the Macho Man Randy Savage. Two wrestlers now that have gone that left a heck of a legacy. Unfortunately, Randy Savage has not yet been placed into the Hall of Fame. Apparently, he really wanted, before he went in, he wanted his brother and his father to come in with him. So I really hope that happens next year. We'll just look forward to it.
Gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you at this time the two principals in that gigantic main event at SummerSlam. First of all, the challenger and former World Wrestling Federation champion, please welcome the Ultimate Warrior. And his to SummerSlam, I want to know, can we expect a scientific hold-for-hold match for the two of you? Or should we expect to see a knockdown, drag-out street fight? An Ultimate Warrior, you first. Just exactly how badly do you want to once again be the World Wrestling Federation champion?
Let these words I speak paint the picture and tell how bad I want. At SummerSlam, Macho Man, this is what will take place. One warrior. Let that be I. Shall give one Macho Man. Let that be you. An opportunity to prove himself to be the very best. For if the World Wrestling Federation Championship belt represents the best, then let it fit properly around the one's waist who is.
Nose to nose, face to face.
Although, Macho Man, I see you as one of the very best. I cannot, with a clear conscience, see you as the best. Is that right?
Uh-oh.
I got a problem with that, Ultimate Warrior. I got a big problem with that. You may consider yourself the best because you've beaten the best in the World Wrestling Federation since you came into the World Wrestling Federation. And that might make you, in your own mind, the best that ever was. But let me give you a wake-up call. In Wembley Stadium, I'm going to prove to you and the entire world that the Macho Man Randy Savage is better than the best. Ooh, yeah!
Oh, my. There's no telling what is going to go on during this matchup. There is a history here.
This may be the vision you have in your psychedelic mind. But Macho Man, I rise in the morning with a vision. The same vision that I lay to sleep with at night. And that vision is to once again become the World Wrestling Federation champion. And in front of 80,000 people, warriors and macho maniacs, I will realize this dream.
All right, the Ultimate Warrior himself with confidence.
Now let the past.
Let's stop it right there. The past is the past. The only thing that you got to worry about is what I'm worried about right now, and that's the present. Yeah, I'm the World Wrestling Federation champion right now. And about the future, Ultimate Warrior, about Wembley Stadium, the future is going to be nothing different. You know why? Because I know who you are. But more important than that, I know who I am. I'm the Macho Man Randy Savage. And I'm the World Wrestling Federation champion. And you're not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's not right now, that's for sure. But he might be at Wembley Stadium. What a matchup we're going to have between these two. Wait a minute. Ultimate Warrior grabbing Mean Gene, leading him down. We may have a match right here. Wait a minute. What's this?
Rick, did I happen? specialize in them. Savage, Mr. Perfect, and Ric Flair. Man, don't we, Mr. Perfect?
Oh, yeah. Ric Flair, I don't want any part of you or Mr. Perfect. No, I don't. You know why? Because I'm the Macho Chicken. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo.
Oh, no.
Randy Savage is leaving the podium. Randy Savage is headed that way. Randy Savage is headed right in. Yes, there he goes. He almost ran over the cameraman. Randy Savage going up.
And finally, one last promo, the last promo really he ever did. Over the course of the years, as he'd gotten older, he seemed to have issues with just about everybody. In fact, even during the season of the Hall of Fame, he entered into an online argument of some sort with Jake the Snake Roberts. So he's kind of becoming known for, you know, having some issues with different people. But from everything that I have now been hearing after the fact, they say that backstage or at the Hall of Fame, he really, you know, wanted to make peace with everybody and kind of bury the hatchet on a lot of things. And when you put that together with what he says here on Monday Night Raw, which for any of you who's a wrestling fan, you probably saw this and it was all over the internet, but I'm going to play the audio for you anyway. It was like he was saying goodbye. And so I kind of wonder if he didn't know that his time was short. Maybe he had already, you know, been to the doctor and, you know, knew his health wasn't doing well. And so once you, you know, when you, if you have enough a good warning, like if you were, if you found out you were going to die in, say, a month, you would probably take that time that month to kind of, you know, settle things. You know, if you had any issues with anybody, you'd want to take care of it and stuff like that. You would try to do all that in your last month. But really, that should be an example, I guess, for our lives, because you don't know when your time's going to come. It could happen very suddenly. So maybe we settle our issues before we get that knock from the doctor that says, "Oh, hey, by the way, your heart's just not going to take it, and we don't know how much time you got left, but you're not long for this world, you know." But go ahead and just take that time, any old time, and let people know that they're important to you, and bury any grudges. Don't carry grudges at all. It just doesn't do any good. If you're carrying a grudge, you're hurting yourself, not the person you're carrying the grudge against. But it really seemed like he made peace with everybody from what I've gathered and from photos that were shared online. And so he kind of went out good, you know. And he made a very nice speech on Monday Night Raw. And it was a way of saying goodbye to the WWE Universe, as they call it, and for all his fans. And it was, even for people who maybe hadn't heard of him. But I'm sure there's been a lot of YouTube searching for people showing their kids, "Hey, remember, I was a kid when this guy was wrestling, and now here's some of his stuff." And so I'm sure a lot of people are showing their children old matches of the Ultimate Warrior and stuff like that over the past week. And there's even a tribute show on Monday Night Raw on USA Network. They're going to do a tribute show to the Ultimate Warrior. I'm not sure what all they've got planned, but I encourage you, for if you're fans of it at all or have been a fan, go and check it out, see what they do. I'm kind of looking forward to see what they do myself. But after I play this one last clip, I'll go ahead and sign out, because it is a good way to end it. So I'll go ahead and remind you that we are available on both iTunes and Stitcher, so you can subscribe either way. You can also listen at our website, neverlandpodcast.com. Be sure to write a review on iTunes and Stitcher. That way more people can find the show. It does help us out, and I do appreciate it. Also, make sure, you know, hit our sponsors up, audible.com. Also on iTunes, I have links on iTunes where you can search for a song of your choice, provided you don't have an ad blocker that's blocking it. Also, I do try to provide links if iTunes does have any music that I play or anything appropriate with what the subject matter was. And you can look also in past episodes and find different things I've linked up there. It all helps the show out, and it helps me out to keep the costs from incurring on anybody else but me, really. So I do appreciate that. Remember to find us on Twitter at NeverlandPcast, and on Facebook. Did I say Twitter before with NeverlandPcast? I hope I did. On Facebook, just go facebook.com/NeverlandPodcast. You can also find those links at neverlandpodcast.com for our Facebook and Twitter, where you can like us. Feel free to send us an email at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Let us know if there's anything you'd like me to discuss on the show, or anything you'd like to share for the show, any good childhood memories. We're definitely up for it. Or any interesting news you happen to come across that you think would be appropriate that I should share, feel free to share it with me. I love getting emails and things from you. So once again, I will say goodbye to you, and urge you to go ahead and take a time to listen now to the Ultimate Warrior's final promo from Monday Night Raw this past April the 7th.
Speak to me, Warrior! As I thought about what I was going to say this evening, it's been hard for me to find the words. That's...
Oh, this is going to be great. There you go.
Well, then, you shut up, Warrior, and let me do the talking. No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart One day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them believe deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever. You are the legend makers of Ultimate Warrior. In the back, I see many potential legends, some of them with warrior spirits, and you will do the same for them. You will decide if they lived with a passion and intensity, so much so that you will tell your stories and you will make them legends as well. I am Ultimate Warrior. You are the Ultimate Warrior fans. And the spirit of Ultimate Warrior will run forever!
The Ultimate Warrior, the newest member of the Hall of Fame.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.